You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have Executive Director, International Speaker, and Trainer, Vince Vigneri. Vince, how are you doing today?
I am doing fantastic, Brandon. Thank you for asking.
Well, I love the energy today.
How about you?
I'm doing great. I am doing great. See, kids are well, family's well. So we want to talk about one-to-ones today, which is one of my favorite topics. I promote one-to-ones. I think that they are very valuable. But Vince, have you ever heard of a chapter doing a one-to-one with a visitor?
I have.
Okay. And when were they having a one-to-one? Why? I guess I should say, why were they having the one-to-one?
There's a couple of reasons why, mm-hmm. one of which is to see if they're a good fit for the chapter.
Okay. Yep.
And that could be if they applied or maybe if they haven't applied yet.
Okay. Yep.
But I think ultimately it's a way for the chapter to, I guess, gain the visibility of the visitor
mm-hmm.
for them.
Right. Right.
But also they're interviewing the prospective member to be part of their chapter, which already has a culture.
Mm-hmm.
So does that potential new person fit in? Now, that may not be a great reason why to have a one-to-one, but...
Well, it is. But that's the point of this podcast is we actually need to look at, is it a one-to-one that you're doing with the visitor? Because terminology-wise in BNI, that would make sense to any member. It's not necessarily going to make sense to a visitor to say, hey, let's do a one-to-one since you came and visited today or since you put your application in, right?
Well, and let's go back to 19, I don't know. Let's go back to the late 80s. BNI has been around for a few years, and you ask a visitor, let's go do a dance card?
Oh, that's right, because originally they were called dance cards, which that was right. I mean, that had to be going out right as I became a member, I feel like 10 years ago, because I heard of it, but nobody really like committed to it.
There were still pieces that existed where people called it a dance card. And the theory really behind the dance card was you had a card or a sheet of paper mm-hmm. that had everybody's name across the top that was in your chapter and everybody's name across the side that was in your chapter and essentially a grid. And you went down your name and said, who have I done one-to-ones with?
Really?
That was the idea behind the dance card.
Then I guess
originally.
I've never seen a real dance card BNI. You know what? I don't know if I've ever seen a real dance card in general.
I have one if you'd like to see it.
Well, this is a podcast and they can't see it.
I'm talking to you though.
Okay, great.
I really have one.
Nostalgic. I would love to see that sometime at one of our meetings. So they were originally called dance cards. So even that terminology would be even more more unusual to a visitor.
We talk about things that don't quite translate as BNI became international. I mean, originally,
right.
Ivan started this. It was called The Network. And as it grew and grew internationally, it became Business Network International or BNI.
Mm-hmm.
So one-to-ones became that. Originally, it was dance cards. One-to-ones was more readily accepted and translatable to our international friends. So the original purpose of a one-to-one really was behind or within the VCP process, mm-hmm. visibility and credibility specifically. So if you think about things we've talked about for members, why do you do one-to-ones with new members? Well, first and foremost, you may not know them. So to build visibility,
right.
Why do you continue to do one-to-ones with all members of your chapter really is about credibility. And if you take it even a step further, the people that you're getting or giving a lot of referrals to or from, you're probably doing more one-to-ones with them to keep that profitability center going. So that's really the purpose of how or why BNI originally had one-to-ones. It was to help you, the individual member, with your VCP with the other members.
So would you say in the dance card days, members really saw that growing credibility opportunity versus just a task or just, well, I have to do these because I was told to.
Well, I think that's part of the reason, honestly, the dance card itself went away, because that's how it became more of a task.
Sure. Right. Because you had the names on there. So go do this.
Well, I got to go do this. Right. I got to fill in my dance card, which there's some positive things that would come out of that. Mm-hmm. But people would say, well, we ran into each other at the store. That's a, right. That's a, we did a dance card. We did a one-to-one.
We golfed together. A one-to-one.
Yeah. I mean, so there's so many different, I guess, references to what a one-to-one is. And if you really take it down to its core, a one-to-one is a meeting between two people. One, two, one. Mm-hmm. Two people.
Yep.
So who could that be with? Definitely members of your chapter.
Right.
But to your point, visitors. Well, you've got a visitor that comes to your chapter. Maybe you invited them and I don't know them at all. And I'm pretty confident that they could be a referral partner for me, whether they join the chapter or not, whether they apply to the chapter or not. They could be a referral partner for me. So would I want to do a one-to-one with them? The answer is probably yes. Yeah. Will that help them decide to apply for membership? It might.
Mm-hmm.
But again, this is where that whole inviting more visitors, getting more outside people to visit and see your chapter is profitable to someone within your chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Because visitors pass referrals. They spend money at the chapter. How are they going to spend money at the chapter? How are they going to refer people in the chapter? They probably are going to do one-to-ones with them. But they probably don't know that lingo.
Right.
So yep. That's where if there's somebody that visits that we think would be a great asset to our chapter, we should probably think about getting together with them, not necessarily to convince them to become a member, but to convince them that there's business to be given to them at the chapter.
So kind of where this idea sparked for this podcast was I was hearing membership committees doing one-to-ones with the visitors. And when I heard that, I was like, that's a neat idea. But then my brain got churning on it, right? Like, let's really think about this, though. And that's why we wanted to talk about the history of one-to-ones, why they exist, the benefits to them. But what it sounds like is if you're doing a one-to-one with a visitor and strictly for membership, you talked about taking advantage of getting to know somebody better because you got to meet them face-to-face and you could work together. That's the beauty of BNI. But looking at it from the membership committee standpoint and saying, Vince, we're really glad you visited today. We want to meet with you just to see if you're going to be a good fit. It's really an interview, right?
It really is more of an interview. Mm-hmm. I truly believe that it's a good practice for the membership committee to get together. They're going to learn something about their chapter, that they were really welcoming or that they were maybe standoffish.
Sure.
You know, they're going to do either an interview to potentially welcome an application, mm-hmm. or they might be doing more of an exit interview to find out why they didn't get an application. And even more so, maybe why another chapter did get an application.
Interesting.
So I really think the BNI lingo that our chapters use is one-to-one, but the truth is it's more of an interview.
And we even talk, well, Ivan talks about when you invite, you can invite and say, we're interviewing for your position. And I think if your membership committee is naturally doing these interviews, you could easily invite that way and not really have to do anything after that because the interview would be in place in essence.
And if you take it a step further with our membership committees as they're renewing applicants, some of them are doing interviews, renewal interviews with members. And if they're doing renewal interviews with members, why wouldn't they do initial interviews with applicants?
And the chapter I have in mind on this, they do both.
They do.
Yeah, they absolutely do both. And they have a great culture. They have strong membership because they do the work on the front side and renewal, so kind of the backside of a membership then, because it's important. People change. Life affects us differently, and you never know where people are in their journey. And sometimes they need a platform to tell you that. They're not just going to point blank say, things are really bad right now. I should probably take a step back. But if you give them the opportunity to say that, you'd understand better. And that goes into more of that interviewing versus just the one-to-one.
Well, and I think if you look at some of our core values, that's really where one-to-ones become a profitable piece of BNI. mean, what do you do at a one-to-one? You build a relationship. What do you do at a one-to-one? You learn about the other, lifelong learning. Mm-hmm. There's more to it than just those two, but those two, to me, really resonate what a one-to-one is all about, because you're going from visibility to credibility, hopefully to profitability. Mm-hmm. And I've said it many times to members, you know, new members specifically, you should be doing a one-to-one with every single member in the chapter. And new members might be going, well, that's really intimidating. There's 20, 30, 40, 60 people to do a one-to-one with. Yeah, but there's 52 weeks in a year. You don't have to do them all today.
Right.
And there's another school of thought that would say, look, you go to lunch 5 days a week. Okay, maybe some of you have a BNI meeting one of those days.
Sure.
Maybe you sub for somebody at another BNI meeting once in a while. You still have 3 to 4 days a week, every single week, to plan a lunch meeting. And if you're not planning them with clients, why not plan them with your BNI members?
I work off the, if you're eating lunch alone, you're doing it wrong.
Absolutely.
If you're in sales or entrepreneur, that's so true.
Our national director, Tim Roberts, talked about his story years back when he was a member, and he realized that if he wanted to get more and ultimately give more, he needed to do more one-to-one. So he sat down and mapped out 5 days a week, here's who I'm having lunch with. And okay, if it didn't work for you on the day he asked another person, but came back to you on a day that would work. And every single week, he had about 5 one-to-ones. And he was able to generate 5 to 10 referrals both directions mm-hmm. from those one-to-ones. So when you think about results, and ultimately the goal of BNI is to drive results, to grow your business, sometimes you got to put something into it. And those one-to-ones are those drops in the bucket that you need to put into it to get an exponential return.
Well, your opportunity to be in front of somebody to answer questions.
And absolutely.
That's what we need to do to get to the root of finding a referral or giving a referral.
Well, and go back to the word education I used earlier, lifelong learning. Mm-hmm. You're educating them to be part of your sales force. It doesn't just happen during your weekly presentation or your feature presentation at your chapter. It really does happen outside the meeting.
Right. So I know we bounced around a little on this, but we want to start with the basic one-to-ones. If your chapter talks about, or if you're interested in improving, kind of finding that quality member, or you know, working on building your chapter with those members, you know, interviewing visitors, I think, is very important. And if you're calling it one-to-ones now, I wouldn't be hesitant to change it to the verbiage of interviewing, because then that gives us that extra little piece when inviting too. But ultimately, interviewing potential members or interviewing people that only visited once, you might answer those one or two questions they needed to help them make their decision on if they want to apply or not.
And I want to take it one step, just a step further. When you're meeting with those individuals, you might find that they don't want to come to your meeting for a reason. Mm. One of those reasons might be there's no one else that they're going to get or give referrals to or from. And so it might help you to fill a piece of your chapter because you got that one person there already. And you know, we talk a lot about balancing, Brandon, and there's somebody in the chapter that probably is in some sort of lesser opportunity than someone else at the chapter. And I like to use the example of florist versus financial advisor. You know, a financial advisor has a lot of people that can pass referrals to him or her to get referrals, you know, to them from them. But a florist, every single person could use at some point in time.
Right.
But the dollar values are a lot different.
Yeah.
And the credibility required is a lot different. So if I don't have anybody else in my sphere of influence, I probably want somebody else there. So it might give you an idea of who that next person, who those other people are to invite.
How much you can find out with just talking to people, right?
Exactly.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, share, and leave us a review. And if there's ever a topic you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@BNIHeartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Vince, thank you for a little history lesson today on the old one-to-ones, or the dance cards, as they used to call them. And for everybody else, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.